evening, everybody, and welcome to the Legislative Assembly. My name is Meredith Hunter, and I'm the Parliamentary Convener of the ACT Greens here in the Assembly, and also hold a number of portfolio responsibilities, including Treasury. I'd also, before I start, just like to acknowledge that this evening we are meeting on the lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to the Elders past and present and the continuing contribution they make to the cultural life of the ACT. Well, we know that we're facing some big challenges in the 21st century. We're facing challenges around climate change, we're facing challenges around peak oil. And in order to, I think, respond to these challenges, we need to rethink the way that we structure our economies. We need to rethink the sorts of industries and jobs that we need to be supporting. And we need to rethink the way that governments allocate their funding. Here in the ACT, many of you would know that since we've been in, we've managed to hold an inquiry into greenhouse gas reduction target here in the ACT, and that's resulted in legislation. And that legislation, amongst other things, has set a target of a 40% greenhouse gas reduction target of 40% by 2020 at 1990 levels. And in order to achieve that, we are going to have to rethink the way we do business. We're going to have to build houses in a different way. We're going to have to retrofit our current housing stock. But we're also going to have to look at the sorts of businesses that we can help support to build a clean, green economy here in the ACT. And of course, along with that goes the jobs. We're going to have to really think around how we're going to skill up young Australians, but also reskill people who are in current occupations. They may be builders, they may be plumbers, and so on. So there are a lot of challenges there, but I think there's a lot of opportunities. And so since we've been in, we've had a couple of budgets so far, and we have been pushing that message around the need to rethink the ACT economy, which of course is very small when you're putting it in the context of the world, but we all have a part to play. And I think the ACT can really be a leader in the area of a green economy, and we have managed to push the government through our parliamentary agreement to do some initial thinking and work, very, very early days, it has to be said, and they have put out a clean economy paper, and that has been looking at things such as knowledge, the knowledge sector, and the importance that we play there. We have some fantastic institutions and research institutions and so forth here in the ACT. How do we match that or knit that with businesses and so forth who can then implement that technology. That can mean that it can be used in buildings or in transport or whatever, but can also build those jobs. So we have managed, I think, to do quite well, as I said, in the last couple of budgets around being able to push forward on a number of critical areas. That's been part of the initiatives that we included in the parliamentary agreement. And that has been around greater investment in public transport, a greater investment in retrofitting public housing stock so that it's far more energy efficient. And they're just a couple of examples. We've supported the feed-in tariff in the ACT, and part of that is around that sort of important support to building a solar industry. In this town, and certainly those businesses that are around to install the solar technology and so on. So in this journey that we're going on, and I have to say it's very early days in this idea of a green economy, but we have seen it really take off, I believe, in the last few years. And interestingly, I think it's been helped along by the global financial crisis. Suddenly we heard President Obama speaking about a Green New Deal in the United States. The British government has got a Green New Deal type strategy in place. New Zealand has moved on this. Many governments and countries around the world are recognising that this really is part of our future. I had a press release put out about this forum tonight, and it was on the back of the Canberra Times report yesterday, where it came out saying that the ACT economy was the best in the country, was doing incredibly well. And this was largely attributed to our high population growth and the accompanying construction boom. And I think we need to rethink all of the way about how we measure success. And because these measures offer very little in terms of the actual level of prosperity or well-being within the community, and rather what they do is they reinforce unsustainable economic models and they promote short-term thinking at the expense of sustainability. And of course now we do have academics and economists, and they've been questioning the sustainability of the current model, which is premised on consumption growth and has little regard to the external longer-term cost to the community. And so it is great to see that academics are really engaging in this process, because we need that brains trust to be able to do some hard thinking about what a future green economy could look like and how we can transition to it. And that's why I'm delighted tonight to be hosting this forum and to have Dr. John Barry to give us some insights into a Green New Deal and getting to a green economy. Now, John's actually been in town for a little while now, and I think we'll be here until the end of April. John has come all the way from Belfast, from Queen's University. He's here as a visiting research fellow at the ANU. And he is also happens to be a green fellow traveller in life. And it was fantastic that John got in contact with us when he first arrived, because the MLAs, so Shane, Caroline, Amanda and I, have been able to sit down with John and talk through some of these ideas, because it's very much has to be part of our thinking in what we do in our actions here in the Assembly and the ACT. Now, as I said, John is a visiting fellow for the Centre for Deliberative Democracy and Global Governance at the ANU. He's a reader at School of Politics, International Studies and Philosophy, and Associate Director, the Institute for a Sustainable World, Queen's University in Belfast. And his main interest is the relationship between moral political theory and the implications of green theory for thinking about justice and theories of political interest. And it's in the relationship between science, technology, and the environment.